I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Beto O'Rourke's campaign to unseat U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has landed him before a national television audience. This week, the Democratic congressman from El Paso was a guest on The Ellen DeGeneres Show. Ryan Poppy reports.
O'Rourke's campaign has used a number of online postings, streaming videos of his town hall events, and viral pop moments to attract national attention. Daytime talk show host Ellen DeGeneres said last month she saw a video of O'Rourke explaining to a voter why he supports athletes kneeling during the national anthem, and she decided to invite him onto her stage.
It was amazing because it almost seemed like you set that up, like that guy was a plant, because your answer was so eloquent.
We've visited every single one of the 254 counties of Texas, and then this question comes up. I just gave the answer that was on my mind.
On the show, O'Rourke recalled criticism, claiming that he is more in touch with Hollywood than he is with everyday Texans. To that, O'Rourke replied, "Try to make everyone happy as you run for public office, you just can't do it." DeGeneres asked O'Rourke about his 1998 DUI arrest and mugshot that the Cruz campaign uses in its campaign ads. O'Rourke called the arrest a mistake on his part. He then pivoted to his outlook on crime and race.
In many ways, that mistake did not define me. But I know to some degree that's a function of the fact that I'm a white man in this country. I know that if I were African American, if I had been arrested with marijuana, it might be very hard for me to then get a job. I'd have to check a box on an application form.
The episode is streaming online on the show's website. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
The amount of water used for fracking has increased dramatically, and the oil and gas industry is also generating higher volumes of wastewater. That's according to researchers at Duke University. Their report also warns that the continued use of freshwater for fracking in New Mexico, Texas, and other regions prone to drought could lead to conflicts over limited supplies. Eric Alatis reports.
The oil and gas industry's thirst for water, a critical component of hydraulic fracturing, has skyrocketed, according to a Duke University report. Industry use increased by more than 700% between 2011 and 2016. If current trends continue, Avner Vengash, the report's author, says there could be clashes in the not-so-distant future over finite water supplies that communities rely on for drinking water, crops, and livestock. Vengash says the situation in the eastern U.S., where water is more abundant, is markedly different than Western states experiencing prolonged drought.
It's a totally different ballgame if you go to Western Texas when water is so important for the livelihood. And the idea that the oil and gas industry would continue to take fresh water could be problematic.
Vengash says early research suggested that fracking did not require more water than other energy development, but he explains that since the production at fracked wells drops dramatically after a few months, the most economic way to extract oil and gas is to drill more wells, which require more water. Vengash suggests one solution might be for industry to use wastewater instead of fresh water for new wells. Most of the water used for fracking is captured deep within the earth, which means it's lost for any other use. Vengash notes that wastewater released through the fracking process still needs to be disposed of, and the primary way to do that, through deep well injections, has been shown to cause earthquakes.
The water that you put in is not the water that's coming out after hydraulic fracturing. It's water that will be highly saline with a lot of chemicals. Some of them are toxic chemicals. Some of them are radioactive.
Salts and toxic elements in the flowback water also pose contamination risks to local ecosystems from spills. While energy production currently is responsible for 15% of water use globally, the study notes water supplies are also diminishing at a rapid rate across the planet because of climate change and population growth. Vengash adds that understanding how much water is at stake for fracking is important, especially as other countries, such as China, bring their natural gas reserves online. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Texas News Service.
A local music school, with the help of advocates for the arts, is keeping mariachi music and culture alive in our community. Emily Guerra has more.
Las Cruces Mariachi Conservatory Executive Director Robert Palacios says they are working with New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, a local nonprofit by the parents of the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference.
We're trying to get under their wing and to provide more to our community because I would say one in every three students and parents that contact me might not be able to afford even a $20 due a month to participate in these events. And I wish I could offer all of our services for free, but we're just not quite there. So we're going to be raising funds so we could provide scholarships not only to the Mariachi Conference, but year-round to the Mariachi Conservatory.
The second annual charity golf tournament to benefit mariachi students will be held Sunday, October 14th from 12 to 6 p.m. Ticket and volunteer information is available at lcmariachiconservatory.com or on Facebook at New Mexico Advocates for the Arts. You can listen to the entire interview with Robert Palacios on krwg.org. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra. Thank you.